Welcome to ETHEN Kenya.
ETHEN is a running community. Everybody runs.
Per meter square, I think we have the highest density of champions in the world. So many records holder, world records holder, gold medalist.
ETHEN is a good place because I've improved my speed, my endurance, my strength.
Women has dominated running in ETHEN because they know that their place is not just the kitchen. We are making female runners know about being independent and how to handle their success.
The atmosphere in ETHEN is very competitive because everyone here has good talent. I'm an athlete for 800 meters. In competition, there is no friendship, but in training, friends, sisterhood, everything.
Maliza mbele, 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 move! Move.
No, you make sure you una protect tuta afyako. Kama uko level 2, you make sure you guard it. Usikubali mtu akukate.
So, mama ni faster. Today we are here at High Altitude Training Center. It is good to train in high altitude simply because you make your lungs struggle for that oxygen for the red blood cells to gain a lot of oxygen. I came to ETHEN the year 2018.
I'm living here with my husband, Dennis. We are port runners.
The major challenge here is financial constraint. When you lack finance, you lack rent, you lack food. The army, the national police service, they support athletes in our country.
My uniform.
I also have my boots here with me. The police service, they gave us time to train. I started running when I was 24 years old. It was hard. Some coaches tell my coach, this one should be the police cook. No running style, a lot of weight. But because I was having training mates, strong ladies, so I followed their footsteps. At the police championship, I have won silver this year and last year.
I'm proud of this medal because it really encourages me to be among the top in East Africa.
Across Kenya, top athletes, they are preparing for the World Championship trials.
My training mate is Cherinda Mawia, the gold medalist in Africa.
When I was training in another place, I was not running well. But 2-6 months I've gone to ETHEN, it's better for me. I've improved a lot. Now I'm traveling to Nairobi to compete for the trials. If I can take top 3, I will be in the Kenya team representing our country to one championship. When you become a runner, you must sacrifice many things. You train and you sleep. Yeah, I need a strong mind to run because 800 is a very hard race. You use mind a lot, more than the body. Some of us, we have talent. Others, we have passion. What makes me better is the only training. I don't run for anybody. I just run for myself. I believe in myself. Nobody is better than me. You can't realize your skill alone. There must be somebody who discovered you. You must run well to get the sponsor. You make money, friendship, so the field of running is good.
I used to run 10 kilometers and I was under 23 national champion. I manage about 120 athletes in Iten. When it comes to us, agents, we take 15% of all the athletes' earnings. I represent athletes when they go to competition abroad, and also I help them choosing their races, designing their training program. I connect them with the best coaches in the world, with the best shoe companies. I connect our athletes with this world. Hey, Philemon, you take this. They are new. Try today to see how it goes. Some of you have got the new shoes. We want to test them, but they are yours. I'm not collecting them back. You keep them after. Adidas uses our group as a main testing group, so we have a lot of shoe prototypes that we test with the athletes. If you don't have that network, without a shoe company behind you, it's very difficult for making a living in this world. Group training is very good for athletes to motivate each other. We usually have 2 to 3 quality sessions per week. Athletes here in Iten are motivated by life-changing factors such as money, owning a property, helping their community. Even if you make few thousands of dollars, it's still enough for you to affect change in your family and your life here. Schools in Iten play a huge role in spotting new athletics talents. School also hosts the best training camps, that is where you mold the athletes physically. What makes Madame Roof's training camp one of the best is that she is very passionate about what she is doing. She's one of a few lady coaches.
We learn standing, traveling. Three what? Faces.
She knows how to deal with kids, and especially young girls.
Like the other time, we made a forest run and some people got lost in the forest. And she talked right.
I believe I'm the best coach and I'm confident of myself. We are going for a long run of approximately 1 hour. Let me see your shoes. Okay. Okay, we shall start talking from here. I started coaching in 2005. I've produced a lot of champions. I love it. When Kenyan team is named, I find my athletes being named, a lot of them. Do this. Take your hands up and then down. Breathe in. Out. I coach 30 girls and I like taking care of them, being a mother to them, being a teacher to them. I find the camp is very important for the athletes. because they train in the morning together and then they go to school, and when they come in the evening they train again. I pay for my athletes' school fees. Those who are not able to pay, going to school is very important because school gives them confidence. It's difficult for the athletes to stay at home because some may not even have food. So it's better if they are in the camp and they focus on one thing, that is training.
Slow down. They all close the gap. Close that gap, Winnie.
I put pressure in a very wise way so that they don't get demoralized. I have about 17 rules. Most of them is for discipline. In the camp, the athletes know. I say this is no fighting zone. I instill a lot of values to my athletes, like being kind to one another, being honest. Of course, success will come. When they become good, I would like a girl to be somebody who can build the community. This is Agnes Chebet Nyatich. She has run in several countries, and we are happy about her. She has become a mentor to our athletes. She has a nickname, Kiki. Kiki, when she used to laugh, and every time when we talk to her, she laughs. She laughs, Kiki, Kiki, Kiki. So we named her Kiki.
Hello, Fundizi. Still in the happy.
I was 12 years old when I was coming here, and I didn't know to do everything, even to wash my clothes. I didn't know.
This is normally what I am doing every day. I have been normally feeding the cows, washing my clothes.
I'm cooking ugali. This is the best food, yeah, in Kenya.
Ugali is the best meal for athletes because when you eat in the evening and then maybe you go to practice in the morning, you feel like you have that energy.
It's just a simple work. As you can see, I can use my one hand to do like this or both. That is done now. Yes, final.
I came from a village called Kinamket. There are a lot of buffers there. I start running barefooted. I didn't have even a running kit. I just ran with my skirt, a school skirt. I grew up in a single family where my father passed when I was 10.
He died because of a cancer disease.
I run to have a good life. I run to support my mom. She goes through many challenges. My dream is to have a record in 5,000 and also in 10 kilometers. I love running. It's my favorite thing to do.
I think Agnes Ngetich has what it takes to be a champion. I never saw somebody running the way she was running. She was literally flying.
So how is training? How is everything in the camp?
Everything in the camp is well. We are going on well. We are happy. I wanted to coach female athletes because I could see what was happening to the girls. The biggest challenge for the athletes is men. The men, they want to take girls as their wives. Just to take their woman who has money. I have to protect the girls in my camp. My girls are not over 18, so why do you come for children? If we don't protect them, we will suffer.
Around return, some of the men come here to look for just someone to marry based on money, not love. I call them predators. I walked out of my abusive relationship
in 2014. When I was 2 months pregnant, he kicked me out of our own home and he married someone else. He was abusive, but emotionally. The turning point is when I gave birth to Ariana. She's 7 years old now. I was more responsible because I was a mother. And I had to work extra hard, not only for me, but also her. In 2022, I'm one of the fastest marathoners. I've competed from Boston to Tokyo. I've even won Seoul Marathon. Most female runners go through what I went through. Most of them are being abused. Agnes Chebet-Irop, she was the world record holder in 10 kilometers. She was a friend to me. At that time, I didn't know she was going through hell. After Tokyo Olympics in 2021, Agnes walked out of her marriage. She went to a camp nearby, but it was just a kilometer from her house. He managed to convince Agnes to get back. The same day that she went back is the same day she was murdered.
Tokafunja mlango ya kete. Mtu akaniinua juu. Fungua dirisha. Nikaangalia Agnes alikuwa analala chini. Alikongwa na miti. Miguu akafunjwa miguu. Then akadungwa kisu. Hapo hivi. I think Agnes alikufa kifo mbaya sana. Kifo ya uchungu. Yeah. Agnes ndiye alikuwa the pillar of the family. Bila Agnes aliyaka, kila kitu ikasimama tu hivyo. Watu walikemea hiyo kitendo. Ni kitendo iliyo tusha kila mtu kwa dunia mzima.
I knew Agnes. Agnes was my athlete when she was in primary school. When Agnes was killed, I could not even believe. It was so painful. It was traumatizing.
Agnes' murder was a wake-up call for all of us. I help other survivors of gender-based violence. Many of them are from the running community.
TV knows your moves and what you do every day is not good for you. He was abusive. Even if you go back, he will be abusive. You should not be in communication with him.
Normally we go to schools and camps each and every month. We just visited Madam Ruth's camp. It's so important to give them lessons about gender-based violence and also where to speak up. Ukiabusiwa unafanya nini? Mtu akikuabuse, what do you do? Boys, if you touch a woman without the consent, that is wrong. So usikubali mtu akushike. Usikubali mtu akuharass. Boys, tunaelewana? If they are being abused, they can reach out to us. We are there to help. I find this rewarding because I'm doing now more of charity and changing the women around me and my community. So, tumesema, if anyone abuse you or harass you, either sexually, akushike magoti without your consent. You report to madam. Si madam ako hapo. Ako na nyinyi all the time.
I think people in the community learned that you should not keep quiet when you have a problem like that.
The community needs to change this culture of men dictating laws, men dictating everything. You cannot dictate someone's life.
3, 2, 1.
Agents, coaches, managers also need to change. When a female athlete comes to sign a management contract, meaning to join a company, what happens? She comes with her husband, and the husband is talking. Agents should not allow that. It should be forbidden.
Number 13, 1, 2. Very good. Our sister, our daughter.
10 kilometers, a very tough course.
Julian is my husband. I met him in 2016. It has been a very wonderful journey because he has been supporting me since the first day I met him.
We are working on a professional training center in Iten to help athletes to train in proper condition. It came from Joanne. She wanted to own something that is helping others in the community of Iten.
I want also the girls to feel safe when they are in Iten. They should not feel that threatened. That's the main reason of the camp, and they should be free when they are training. I hope this place will, their dreams will come true, same as mine.
In 800 meters can cost you 5 seconds. So you must plan your race.
10-1, unit stop.
When you are there now waiting, it's very, very, very stressed.
I don't like watching them, especially with high stakes like making a team for World Championship. It's important. Most of the athletes are fighting for their life today.
When you are there and you get into the field, you are just there, you and you alone. You don't know the other's plan. I fear nothing other than God only. When I started the race, the front runners on the front of me, they were very, very strong. So you make sure you move with them. The second lap was to fight. Here, people are passing in front of me. I'm being closed down. The last 100 meters, that's where you realize that people are running faster. I can't go with them. I was in third in 800 meters. So I qualify for the World Championship. I'm very happy to be in that team.
During the World Athletic Championship, 800 meters, Jarinta Mawia.
I'm very happy for the position I have now. Now I have endurance. I go back to Iten and work on my finishing power.
My dreams and goals in future is that I may join Kenya team. If I'll be success, Iten is behind my success.
Iten will continue producing female champions. We are making female runners not to be used as property.
It Iten as a community helps to make strong runner because everyone here wants to succeed in life. Everyone wants to be the best.
We call it our home of champions because all those we train in Iten, they become champions.
I'm there to make Kenya proud, my country proud.